Britney.
All right, welcome to Zone In. I'm your host, Steve Lewis, and for the next hour, you will be zoned in for fitness. My guest today is Mr. Keith Johnson, personal trainer from Schererville, Indiana. Keith, how you doing?
Steve, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving, we talked about, is coming up next week, and I got, you know, everything lined up in terms of what I want to eat, what I want to taste, the stuff that I've, you know, kind of laid off of all year. And, I occasionally like a glass of wine here and there, you know, and now that's healthy for you. So I definitely
indulge my time.
Yeah. So how about you?
Oh, you know, just super busy at work, getting ready for the holidays. You know, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving myself, having the day off, and we need some good food. And like you, once in a while, I have a beer, so you know, a couple of those won't be bad for me on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to eating some turkey and stuffing and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I know. And we talked about it last week. You know, coming up and you know the things that you can. You know, to keep on track, you know, things you should do, shouldn't you, and you don't. But I think, you know, the anxiety, just cut back. And I know it's been overstated, you know, everything in moderation. But really, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, you've got to, you know, stay within yourself, you know, and control yourself. So, I'm definitely ready for it. You know, there are a couple of things out in the news that I wanted to bring up, speaking of when talk about well, in this case, diet and nutrition, a big study came out a couple of days ago, and they were talking about the benefit of nuts. Now, they're saying that nuts help you live longer. They said, in fact, they said, I mean, what was the quote here? The quote was, I believe they're saying, if you eat nuts 7 times per week, which is about once every day, okay, you lower your death rate of about 20%. Now, you know, I always bring the perspective of old school because, you know, before, you know, we stayed away from fat and all sort of kind of stuff. And I was trying, and when I saw this study come out, I immediately thought about the people that are trying to diet. Now, you and I talked about it, you know, and you were saying that, you know, 30% of your calories, especially when you're on a diet, 30% of your calories should come from fat. And one way to get it was through, you know, from, you know, different types of oils and certain or organic meats like, you know, grass-fed beef and so on and so forth. And the other thing is, you know, is from nuts. Now, but I do remember, now let me ask you, Keith, because this goes way back for me. Do you ever remember there being a compound in peanuts that would actually turn off your ability to burn fat? Do you remember something, anything like that?
You know, I'd say I have a pretty good knowledge of nutrition, Steve, and I've never heard that. I don't know if it was a way that nuts were being processed back in the day or what, but I'm a big believer in, you know, healthy fats coming from nut sources. I mean, I think for one thing, they taste good.
Yeah.
And they're going to give you some protein, they're going to give you some good fat, and it's a good snack. The only problem with nuts that I see is that they're very calorie dense, you know.
Yeah.
So portion control is really hard with nuts. It's very hard to stop after a handful. So
yes,
that's the only drawback I see.
And I kind of see that. Now, you know, I was watching the television the other day, and Dr. Oz was saying, yeah, well, you know, if you get hungry, put these almonds, you know, put a small hand size, you know, number of almonds in your pocket or something so that you can, you know, pull them out when you get start having these cravings, and then, you know, you can pull them out and eat them at that time when you're having these cravings. And, you know, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I like nuts. I love nuts. Peanuts, really, I cannot stop eating them. I mean, really, you put a bag of peanuts in front of me. I mean, seriously, I'm done. That's it. I can't stop till that bag is gone. And then when the bag is gone, I don't know. Maybe I got, you know, we talked about addictions. Maybe I'm addicted to those peanuts. I don't really know. But something triggers me. I got to keep eating those peanuts. So when you talk about portion control, I don't know. Now, this study says, though, 7 times per week. So, and like you're suggesting, Keith, is that, you know, you got to, you know, cut back on what you're doing. So I'm thinking, you know, 1 ounce of peanuts is like about, what, 150 calories right there. So, I don't know. And 1 ounce is about a handful for anybody, you know, so I don't know. But if this is going to reduce my death rate by 20%, I may think about it. I do like almonds, and it did not rule out almonds, you know. So I don't know. Now, let me ask you, Keith, and you're one of those guys, you know, that still thinks that, you know, fat's okay. Do you eat a lot of nuts or no?
Yeah, I have to say I supplement my diet with peanuts, almonds, cashews, macadamia nuts. You know, an assortment of healthy fats are coming from these nuts, and I enjoy them. Like you said, though, Steve, I have a problem with portion control myself when it comes to nuts, you know? I mean, they're good. But, you know, peanut companies are making a lot of strides, actually. Planters, I know for a fact, has like a single-serving bag. I mean, they're a little bit more expensive, but if you're trying to diet and really pay attention to your portions, they got like pre-weighed pouches of nuts that you can take with you in your lunch or in your pocket, and that way you're not tempted to eat the whole canister because you only have that one pouch, which is approximately one serving of nuts. So I think that's good things that people are making strides for as far as the peanut companies to help with portion control.
Yeah, and you know, but with me, and you know, and we've been talking about this throughout the shows, is that anytime you have a problem with portion controls, it means that maybe there's something going on with your blood sugar level, or you've got an addiction. So you know, so to, you know, and really to take in nuts, I don't really know. I mean, I think it's a good thing if you can manage it, because I mean, like you said, I don't really know anybody that can stop eating. You start, you know, well, let me say this. Take the salt off, definitely. I don't know. They didn't say anything whether they were roasted, salt, or whatever. But, you know, you can't add that much sodium in there. You know, you got to, you know, cut back on the sodium. But I don't know. It's just one of those things. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know, this is not for everybody. You know, and then some people are allergic to nuts. So if you're allergic to nuts, you know, now you really got a problem. But I'm just saying. So I don't know. Again, this is another one of those studies. They come out and they tell us something, but they don't go too far in depth. So now you've got to figure it out, or you know, listen to a talk show like this where we're talking about it and trying to figure out, you know, what you should be doing, what you can't do, what does it mean to you? I mean, definitely, as far as weight loss. I don't know. I really, you know, when it comes to weight loss, I tell people to stay clear of the nuts, you know.
I'll tell you, Steve, they're making, not to interrupt you, but they're making big claims. I mean, 20% of your death rate. I mean, that's a bold statement just by eating an ounce of nuts a day. I mean, it's just, they're trying to hook you in. A lot of these articles and such are, they're almost advertisements paid for by nut companies or, you know, they're affiliated with the FDA or something. So, I mean, it's just a bullshit. And how much research has actually been done to show in long term that nut consumption is okay for going to reduce your death rate? I mean, they're just trying to hook you in. And you know what? They obviously did a good job. You know, we're talking about them, so they're doing what they wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Yeah, this study was done by, who did this? This was the International Tree Nut Council, you know, and they said that they kind of like went around, they interviewed like 77,000 women and about 42,000 men, and the people that ate, you know, seven servings of nuts a week, you know, and for 4 years, so you got to do it for 4 years, I guess, for 4 years actually lowered their death rate. So again, you know, it's kind of like when, I forget the guy's name that did the Subway commercials. Was it Jared or something?
Jared.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you. So now, you know, he goes on TV because this is all paid advertising here. He goes on and says, you know, he lost like 100 pounds or something or whatever, and he did it all at Subway. So now you get people lined up at Subway thinking, yeah, I can eat this, everything's okay, and I'm going to lose weight just like this Jared guy. Well, no. Unless you eat exactly what he ate. I mean, you know, you got to cut back on the oil. You got to cut back on the mayo. You got to cut back definitely on those pickles. You know, so much sodium, all that stuff. You got to cut back the cheese. You got to either be educated about this or find yourself a personal trainer or nutritionist just to make sure. Now, and then when the personal trainer or nutritionist looks over your diet, then it's, you know, a different story. But again, you know, that's the whole thing. Everybody just gets on this bandwagon and they just run with it because they think that they can do this. They just keep going with it till, you know, because they said, I saw it on TV. It must be acceptable. Dr. Oz said it. It must be acceptable. You know, the National Treat Council put this study out in the news, so it must be acceptable. No. I mean, it doesn't apply to everybody, and it doesn't apply to every situation. So, you know, you just kind of use some common sense here. And again, Keith, you're a personal trainer. You're telling everybody, don't go over 30% of fat in your diet. If you do, you're going to have a problem. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll tell you, Steve, you know, what they put in the small print on all these Subway advertisements is Jared was eating a 6-inch veggie sub. No meat. And for one thing, right there, we should probably know that the meat from Subway probably isn't that good since it's all lunch meat and it's all a very processed, high in sodium.
Exactly.
To preserve it. I'm not bashing Subway. I think in a pinch it's okay, but I wouldn't eat there every day. Also, who wants a veggie sandwich unless you're a vegan or a vegetarian? And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want it. And I don't care if that's his approach for weight loss, that's great, but I don't think it's going to be good weight loss with lean muscle added. And it's not the look I'm trying to attain, but I just love how they put in the small print what he actually consumed was a 6-inch veggie sandwich.
Now, I think Jared looked real nice after he lost all the weight, you know. I mean, but that was him. He lost the weight. I'm sure he felt a lot better. Maybe his numbers, his cholesterol stuff was down. Everything, you know, came out a lot better. But, you know, look what he was doing, though. Yeah. But, you know, again, you know, everybody's got to take it with a grain of salt. Look at it, look at your situation, and then really dig into it. So, yeah, and like I said, and this is, you know, not 7 times per week. It didn't even say, what a serving size was, but we're telling you what a serving size is 1 ounce. That's about a handful. That's it. So if you think you can manage a handful, just do it. Okay, fine. You know, maybe it's good for you. But I don't know. I'm one of those, when I sit down, you know, to eat, you know, now I do watch my portion sizes, but certain foods I kind of like, you know, stay away from. Something else in the news caught my attention here. I've been sitting here, we've been talking about, you know, what you should do, what you can't do. We're talking about all these government studies that come out here. And then, I'm going to tell you, this next one blows me away. And a lot of people have now gravitated to this cotton ball diet. Have you heard about this cotton ball diet?
I have not. I'm not familiar with the cotton ball diet.
Let me tell you about the cotton ball diet. These people are out here taking cotton balls, the regular cotton balls that you would, you know, buy from your local, you know, pharmacy store or wherever, and then pull them out, you know, and they're in these bags or whatever. Just regular cotton balls that you do, you know, things like, I don't know, the ladies take them, I guess, and do something with, you know, polish their nails or put them. I'm really not sure what else you do with cotton balls. Cause, I mean, my wife buys them, but I don't know. But they're now taking these cotton balls from the store, soaking them in a juice, orange juice in particular. A lot of them do that. And they're taking it and they're eating these things before they get ready to eat. And what they're saying is that they do it because it makes them feel full. This is the stupidest thing. This is just stupid. Now, apparently, what happened was somebody noticed or got wind of the fact that there were some actual models, these runway models who looked like Twiggy or whatever, that's what they were doing in order to, you know, to get full, because, you know, they have to maintain a certain size, so they get hungry, and they were starving themselves, and so they decided, you know, to do this, and them to, you know, reduce their appetite. I mean, have you ever heard of fiber and salads? I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, this. I mean, and not to mention what you're doing to your body. This stuff was not made to go inside you. I mean, I don't. Well, my biggest problem is that now this came out. This was in the news, and it came out. And what they found was is that there were a lot of girls, young girls, between the ages of 9 and 14. That were actually, you know, gravitating to this. You know, they were getting out there and jumping, you know, on this because they thought, you know, they looked like models. I realize, you know, we all have a problem with all of us have a problem with self-image, and it's only because psychologically that's what we see, you know, on the, you know, in the news, on television, or however else, you know, whatever media that you look, the movies, all that kind of stuff. You know, right now they've got this thing with, I forget his name, some guy just came out as the sexiest man, whatever, he's on People magazine or something. They just said he's the sexiest
man. Adam Levine or Levine, I think is his name.
Yeah, that guy, Adam Levine, exactly, right. So now everybody wants to look like, you know, Adam Levine because he's the sexiest man alive. Everybody loves him. I don't know who's, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, maybe he is, but I'm just saying, I don't know who's doing that. But when you do that, we all have this image that we got to gravitate to. So if you get some guy like this and he comes out and says, well, how do you know, look what you do or whatever, and he says, I do this cotton ball diet, everybody's going to jump on that. That's the worst thing that could happen. I mean, again, I mean, it's bad enough you get, you know, stuff that you should be eating, like nuts or something, you know, and now you just got to figure out how to do it in moderation. And then to go off on this diet here, this is just, I mean, I'm just lost for words. I'm totally lost for words that they're eating stuff that's not even food. This is not even food. I mean, now for me, if I know, just like I love pizza, you know, especially in Chicago, oh man, you got to have pizza. But you know you can't, I can't sit there and eat a whole pizza. So a lot of times if I feel that, you know, maybe, you know, I've gone a little bit too long with a meal or whatever, I mean, in between meals, and I know that pizza's coming up, I'm going to tell you, the first thing I'm going to do is have me a nice big-sized salad. That fills me up. So then I'll have the, you know, I can easily pull away from the table instead of eating, you know, two or three pizzas. And I'm telling you, I can eat two or three pizzas. Keith, what do you do? I know that, you know, you got a different metabolism and everything, but do you have any suggestion about, I mean, what do you can do to cut back on your appetite?
Oh, well, see, for one thing, I'd like to say your idea is a great one. I mean, eat that big salad. You know, don't go too crazy on the dressing, but pile it up with good veggies,
yeah.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, olives, all that. You know, some nice. Put a little meat on there even if you want. But that's
exactly.
Going to help fill you up, make you feel like you had a good meal already. And then by the time the pizza comes, you have 3, 4, 5 slices, and hopefully, you know, you feel like you're full. Another approach that I take is, you know, drink a big tall glass of water.
Yeah,
that's
going to
go
like
in
that.
There, and it's going to fill you up. For that right there, mixed with the salad, you got a good combination to not overeat. If it's pizza, if it's Thanksgiving dinner, if it's Christmas dinner, if it's anything, you know, going out with the buddies and having, you know, whatever. These things are going to help you avoid really overdoing it and not only like ruining your diet, but eating a ton of garbage. If you eat 2 or 3 pizzas, and believe me, Steve, I can eat 2, I'm going to feel like garbage for probably a good day or so.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
If you've ever overate, it's a miserable feeling. It's like having a hangover almost, and it's just horrible. So I would really avoid the overeating and try a couple bar approaches, you know? I just think that's the best way to go. How many cotton balls were these people eating? One?
Well,
is that the secret or what? How does this go?
Yeah. Well, you mean as far as
cotton ball diet.
You know, from what I've read, what they do is right before they get ready to have some meal that they gorge on, they actually take all these cotton balls and dunk them in this juice, and then it fills them up, and then they eat.
And they're eating more than just one cotton ball. They're consuming a mass quantity of cotton balls. That's disgusting.
Yes. It's not even real food. Right, exactly. Right.
Man.
And, yeah, I don't know. And the thing is that now they have children doing it. You know, I said young girls. These are actually children. 9 or 14. These are children that are actually behaving this way. And I was saying, I know that they're all trying to, you know, push this thing to get this body image to be, you know, a certain, you know, and you know, this thing with, I mean, we all have this thing with, you know, what's healthy, you know. And so I think the thought here is if I'm slim, no matter how I got to be that way, I'm healthy because I'm slim. And that's just not true. And then really you're taking this stuff, you know, that's not even food. It's like unbelievable. So I don't know. Why would you do it? And then, I don't know, maybe, and with the kids, they may know better, but they're thinking, well, if my girlfriend's doing it, I got to do it because of peer pressure. So I really don't know. But the adults, I mean, I don't, you know, this to me, is just totally stupid. So if I'm going to say that right now. It's stupid. Cotton ball diet is stupid. I think that's the worst thing you could ever do. Just, you know, really. Call in on this show, send me an email, send Keith an email, call in, talk to one of us. Hey, we'll tell you about fiber, water, you know, and then, you know, how to control your blood sugar and everything so that you don't, you know, have this problem with overeating and gorging. So, I mean, it's a, I don't know. I can't say enough. I mean, you know, I didn't want to bring up these other diets that are out here. But I got to mention this just a little bit, you know, about all this, these things where these people go on these fasts for like about, you know, I don't know, 2 months almost where they're not eating anything or they come down to these low, very calorie diets and, you know, they do a, you know, they eat so much and then they have this cleansing where they're actually taking, you know, diuretics and, you know, laxatives and all this stuff to get rid of. I mean, this is just totally crazy. I mean, really, it's totally crazy. And the biggest thing is because they want to fix right now. They want to do it, get done with it, and really, all they have to do is just make certain modification changes. And again, we talked about it last week. I mean, this is a lifestyle that you should be choosing, and then figure out how to do that, how to manage that, rather than try to get some quick fix. So, but there's just so much crap out there. I just don't know, you know, what to say or think. It's just this cotton ball diet really, totally just blew me away. Unbelievable. Now, I will say this. now, I do take certain supplements. You know, I'm in that age group. I'm over the 50 plus. So, you know, my digestive enzymes are not as strong as, you know, I was, you know, younger years. And then, too, a lot of people have food allergies, which is also a sign that, you know, you're not processing food the way you should. So I do take a couple of supplements that I recommend. One is Bioperin, which is, I think is called blackberry extract. Have you heard of it, Keith? Do you use that at all?
I've taken a couple supplements that have it in there, yeah, and I think it's linked to the blackberry extract.
Yeah, black pepper extract, exactly, yes. I take that because it actually helps you to digest your food, okay? And in doing so, if your food is being digested, then properly, the way it should, you're going to get that feeling of fullness, and it also you're also going to get the nutrients from the food, you know, in your cells the way it was planned, as opposed to, you know, either being excreted from your body or placed over, you know, in the storage in the fat. So that's one of the supplements I take, and the other one I take is ginger root extract, also because this helps, you know, to calm my stomach, you know, if they're, you know, helps me to digest my food, which again, in the benefits of digesting your food is that, you know, you don't get, you know, the food, you know, piled up as fat. Plus, you get the benefit of the nutrients that your food was actually, you know, sitting there trying to digest. So I take those, you know, just to help me out. But really, really, you know, it's just a supplement that I take. And I know there are a lot of supplements out there, but a lot of people don't understand. And we're going to talk more and more about that in the upcoming year, about, you know, what supplements to take. But those are two, especially. So if you're feeling, you know, after you have your Thanksgiving dinner and you're feeling, you know, kind of full or whatever, I should say this. If you know that you're going to be feeling full, okay, or you might be feeling too full, or you can't stop from feeling full, maybe, you know, grab one of these supplements. It'll help you to digest your food. And once your food is digested, your brain registers that you're full, and then you can stop eating. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, definitely stay away from the cotton balls. I mean, I don't know. And then, now, this is not something that the kids can take. And if you're 9 or 14, I don't think you need to be taking anything. Really, I mean, you know, just your regular diet should just be, you know, just to help you along, you know, or just get some exercise. So, anyway, I thought I'd bring those up. I mean, it was just totally, I just, you know, can't speak enough about it. It just blew me away. Keith, you got any plans for your diet coming up here soon?
You know, as far as supplements go, Steve, I'm a big branch chain amino acid guy, and you know, something I've been experimenting with lately is just mixing up some branch chains. I have a big 32-ounce water bottle that I carry around with me most of the day. I'll mix a couple scoops in there, and I'll drink it when I'm busy with clients, because a lot of times I have, you know, back-to-back-to-back all day, and it makes it tough for me to eat my meals, and the branch chains really make me feel full. And it also gives me a little extra energy throughout the day, and I feel like my workouts are just better. I feel stronger. I feel more efficient. And for those of you who don't know what branched-chain amino acids are, it's three amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine. And they're really important for muscle protein synthesis, and I just, I'm a big believer in them, especially when on a diet, too. So that's probably one of my top ones. Other than that, you know, to help supplement my Thanksgiving that's coming up, I got to make sure I'm just eating my meals and taking in my protein shakes. I'm a big whey protein person. I don't drink much casein, but probably those two right there are my one and two. And then other than that, you know, maybe a pre-workout once in a while before a workout. But other than that, those are my supplements. Nothing crazy. I'm not a big, I think your diet is your number one supplement to your physique, you know, alteration or transformation. And people buy too much into these supplements. I like hearing what you take, Steve, because you take more of an old school approach, and you're taking stuff that really is almost the people have gotten away from it, but it's a reason why it was around 15, 20 years ago.
Yes,
because it worked.
True. Yeah.
And I mean, quite a few supplements of today have actually probably improved a lot from 20 years ago, but I think a lot of the important ones have been forgotten. I'm glad that I can listen to you every Friday and take in your thoughts on supplements.
Well, thank you, Keith. Yeah, I tell you, because I really, you know, but again, you know, modern science, and science is something, you know, I'm all for. It's moving forward. So, you know, I realize that, you know, I may have to update some of the things. But, I mean, when I look back at it, some of the things you just can't get rid of. Like I said, the bioperin or the ginger root, I mean, those are still things that, you know, that you're going to need if you're, you know, especially going into Thanksgiving. You're going to have a tummy ache and so on and so forth because you didn't digest everything well or something didn't mix well. So, hey, really, you got to take something that's natural. That's what I'm all for. And I don't see anything else out there or have seen anything else on the horizon that's better or more effective or the terms of cost, you know, what's going to give you something that you really need and then still be able to, you know, do the job. So I'm going to always list those. Now, if something else comes up, I'm happy to review it. I just wish that I had, you know, I knew a little bit more about those nuts. I knew that years ago, you know, we always stayed away from nuts because there was a compound in there that, you know, would turn something off. But again, maybe science says they didn't find it, you know. But anyway, we got a break coming up here, and we're going to come back and talk more about nutrition and some technology and more about science. So we'll see you when we come back off break. Thanks.
Bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney, bitch.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no. Now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo, rock it out, rock it now. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house, half, half. Hey, yo, turn it up and don't turn it down. Here we go shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club? They looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney, bitch.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night.
Hi everybody, this is Steve Lewis. We're back. We're zoned in with Steve Lewis with Keith Johnson here. And before the break, Keith and I were talking about some of the things that you can take to actually help you with maybe minimizing, you know, the feeling of fullness, or I should say, you know, to prevent you from, you know, overeating. That's basically what it is. I mean, and then we talked about what that how that concept all comes into play. I like Keith's idea, though, right? Branched chain amino acids really plays big. And again, the more your body is able to process your food, the less likely you are to overeat. Because what's happening is that when you don't, your food's not being processed, it doesn't register with your brain, and then you continue to eat, so on and so forth. But branched chain amino acids, that's one of the things. Hey, so if you got any questions about it, you know, just send an email to us, or you know, if you want to call in on the show, definitely, and we can tell you more about it. science, again, I tell you, keeps moving forward. Like I said, I'm pretty much, I look at old school, what works and what didn't work. And, but now, and I've been talking about this for the last, you know, some few shows, these smart apps that you can get on your smartphone, really, is changing the way that, you know, we, you know, live, work, and play, you know. So, and really, it does have a big place in the fitness world, and fitness and health, I should say, definitely for both of those. Now, for those of you who don't know, I think I've introduced myself, you know, earlier in one of the, a couple of shows, you know, I've been doing a lot of IT work. So I work, you know, also, you know, doing work with, you know, information technology. Now, the thing about technology is, okay, you're trying to solve a problem that people were doing manually. Now, Keith, you were saying, you know, one of the biggest things that when you're dieting or either, you know, trying to watch your weight, whether you're trying to go up for one of the shows or whatever, is that you have to put together a journal or a log, right?
Yeah, definitely. That food log is pivotal, especially when getting ready for a show, just to make sure you're keeping track of your calories, your portions, your proteins, your fats, your carbs. So you really, it's good just to see also what you're eating, because a lot of times people don't realize, hey, I shouldn't have probably ate that extra Snickers or extra piece of meat, you know, that added a lot of calories. So having it written down really makes you more accountable for your actions.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, they've got these smart apps now, just like I've been talking about, that can actually do that. Now, one of the smart apps that one we want to review today is the Lose It app. And when I look at something that's technology-driven, you know, like these smart apps, I look to what they're replacing. So, for me, I know that if, and I'm one of those people, if I'm writing something down, I want the ability to, if I write it down and I don't like the way it came out, or I didn't spell something right or do something, I want the ability to erase it so I can rewrite it again. Okay. Now, or I want the ability to, if I write it down, I want to be able to go back and look at it later and then add something to it. Now, there's an app out there now that you can go out to the Google Play Store, and it's free. This is another free app, and you can download it, and you will be able to log your diet, exercise, and I think a few other items they had listed on there. Do you remember, Keith? Let me go back and let me pull this up now and see what they had.
Are you talking about the Lose It app, Steve? Yeah.
I'm talking about the Lose It, yes.
And another thing, the function they have is you can get friends on there. So,
I didn't know that.
Who motivate you, and it's interesting. You know, it's almost like a way to network with someone else who's on a weight loss journey themselves.
Okay, excellent. But, you know, now when I think about partnering and friends, I don't really think of, you know, I talked about this, you know, a while ago. If you've got friends, okay, unless they're basically have the same goals, they could sabotage some of your goals there. So if it were me, okay, and I got this log, I'm going to tell you what I would do. Really, the first thing I would do is I would get somebody like Keith. I would go over to Keith and say, hey, Keith, you know what? you're training me, and I got this log out here. I'm going to put stuff out there that I think I should be eating, and then help. Maybe you could help, you know, watch what I'm doing and so on and so forth. And then after I leave the gym with you, Keith, then it's going to be a lot easier. And I think that's where we're going with this. It's going to be a lot easier. Keith can see exactly what I did and say, oh, Steve, you know, this day you blew it. Or either, you know, maybe he can go back and say, okay, we're going to switch the exercises now because, you know, I've got too much fat around the core or something. But again, so when you're partnering with, you know, a professional, it's going to be a lot easier. Just the same way if you're a diabetic, you know, right now, basically, there are a lot of diabetics out there that are logging all of their glucose sugar readings, okay? And at the end of the week, they take those readings and they go into the doctor with this, you know, with this log, and then the doctor reviews them and says, okay, let's adjust your diet maybe, or let's adjust your medication, or so on and so forth. This is the same thing for when you want to stay fit. So, you got this nice app, you sit here, you find yourself a personal trainer like Keith Johnson, and now you're able to, you know, actually plug in and do things that it would have taken you, you know, before you'd have to make a call to Keith or send him an email or wait till you saw him in the gym and says, look, you know, I want to change this, I want to do this. Or, again, let's say Keith's got a client at 10 o'clock and then you know that you're not going to see him, you know, for a while, and you're not sure what, you know, what's your, you know, what your exercise routine is going to be later in the day. When you do see him, he could actually go out there and, you know, help you to, you know, to plug in what your routine is, so that you'll start to know already what you got to do. And then once you get there, you know, you're on page, you're on board, you know, it makes a big difference. I think these apps are going to solve a lot of problems that, you know, that we currently have with trying to figure out, you know, how to stay on track, what to do, and then do all of the planning. I mean, I'm really impressed with it. Now, there is one thing that I didn't like was the fact, like I said, now when I write something down, I don't want it to be the last time I have the chance to write it down. So, you know, I want to be able to erase it, you know, when I can. And for this app, I was trying to figure out, now, Keith, unless you saw it, I don't see where I can go back and change something. If I put something in the food log today, I won't be able to pull it out. I mean, did you see that or no?
You know, I didn't notice. It did seem like you were stuck with what you did unless you cleared, I believe, your whole day. So you would have to start over from a minor mistake. So as far as that goes, yeah, that's a little bit of a flaw in the system. I mean, and you should be able to, oh, I picked the wrong chicken. I picked, you know, fried chicken instead of boneless, skinless chicken breast. I mean, mistake.
Exactly.
Take that off. Or vice versa. But they're just useful tools. I mean, we have so many people these days who are on their phones constantly, on their computers, their iPads, everything. So it's just going to make fitness so much easier. You know, everybody's got a phone, so they're going to take their smartphone with them, plug it in, use their, you know, you don't need a pen and paper. You got it right in front of you in your pocket every day. So
exactly. It's
really convenient, and a lot of people are going to love these apps.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're starting to now get into this age where technology is actually starting to catch up with what we really do. Now, you know, I was telling my wife and the kids, I said, you know, really, when I was growing up, you know, I always wanted me a Dick Tracy watch where I could, you know, talking to my watch, and the watch was actually a phone, and, you know, and I could call home or say, you know, hey, I'm not going to be there. And now that technology is here. And the same thing with this app, you know, before, you know, and I've also used personal trainers, and anybody that, you know, that's really into fitness and you want to really get there, I mean, no matter how good you are, you need a trainer because the trainer's going to push you a little bit harder and know a little bit more about, you know, where to work with you and your weaknesses than you are. Because in your mind, you're going to be stuck thinking, well, I don't really want to go that far, so, you know, I'm just going to stop today. And a trainer's going to, you know, say, no, okay, we have to do this because we got to get this, you know, out of the way. This is one of our goals. So with this app, with this smart app, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, you're going to easily be able to engage with the trainer, okay, and keep going. I see it as one of the things that really that's up and coming, you know. So a lot of these apps, you know, I talked about, you know, so a lot of them with, they give you, you know, ideas for recipes and food diaries and so on and so forth. But that's what's coming here. I'm really, really, you know, happy about seeing all this stuff now. It's everything's coming, you know, full circle, so that we're all being engaged. And really, like she says, everybody's on the phone texting. I don't know what they're texting, but if they had the smart app, they could be sitting there figuring out exactly, you know, well, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. You know, how many calories do you think I'm going to have to, you know, cut back on when I have that, when those mashed potatoes, you know, or what? Yeah, really, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't want you just obsessing about it, but, I mean, if you've got this lifestyle change, you know you got to make changes. You know, just, you know, be prepared and, you know, and be educated about what you can really do. Otherwise, you know, you can wind up with that stupid cotton ball diet, trying to figure out, you know, how many cotton balls you can stuff in you so you won't get full. Yeah. But this technology now is out here that you can actually, that you should be trying to take advantage of, okay? And it's going to help you. And I think, you know, the apps are just starting now, you know, so they're going to be more and more. They're going to get more sophisticated. One of the apps I talked about a few shows ago was this app that actually, when you can it's got a device like a tube that you can breathe into it, okay, and it hooks up to your smartphone, and it can tell you how many calories you're burning. Yes. They can tell you how many calories you're burning. So these apps are getting very, very smart. And, you know, it goes along with the smartphones. So I think technology is finally catching up to be something very useful, and this, which is what we need. The biggest thing that we have a problem with, though, is trying to figure out, you know, how to maintain our goals. I think that's another thing, because I think that's how we stay off track. But now, with these apps, if you write those goals in there, okay, in particular, this Lose It app, let me just talk about this Lose It app. This app, you can write your goals in there, okay? Now, it doesn't give you the actual ability to change them, which, you know, unless you misspell them, that shouldn't really be an issue. But when you put your goals in there, it actually lets you know what your goals are, okay? And then it has a log on here to basically show you, you know, how far you are, you know, from reaching that goal. And I think once you see that visual, because for anybody anybody's going to be successful at anything, you know, if you can't stay focused on what you need to do, you're not going to be successful. But if you are successful, it means you stayed focused and you are on a hard line to try and, you know, reach those goals. And so, I think these apps are absolutely, you know, fantastic. Really. So, if you're out there and you're thinking, you know, the next phone that I get, what am I going to do? You know, or you already have a smartphone, okay? Start downloading the fitness apps. And one of the ones that we're recommending, I am definitely here, is this Lose It app. And I'm trying to think who makes this. This is by, who makes this app here? I had it written, reversion, used that. I think it's Fitness Now. Yeah, Fitness Now makes this app. Yes. Very good, and it comes on both operating systems. You can get it for a Droid, or you can get it for an iPhone, and that's one of the things I like about it too. Some of the apps, you know, they only come if you get an iPhone. They only come if you get a if you have a Droid. But this, you can download it for both. They have both versions of each operating system. also. It has this particular app. it has little motivational sayings that, you know, for each day. I mean, I don't know. One of the things when I started my journey, first time trying to work out and, you know, get back in shape and so forth, I remember one of the sayings that quotes that I got from from a preacher, from a Southern preacher, during the time that I stayed with my grandmother in the South, and the saying was, today is the first day of the rest of your life, okay? And with that, it says you get a chance to start all over and do what you need to do or do what you didn't get done yesterday. And I thought, wow, it's very, very motivating. That was very motivating to me. I mean, that really, because whatever I didn't get done yesterday, I got another day to start all over. So, again, this app has several motivational quotes in there. I don't know, some of them might hit you, some of them may not. I don't see where you can plug your own in, though. I would like, if I was the one recommending this app or recommending what they changed about the app, I would say, hey, maybe I could plug in my own quotes or whatever, but I like everything else here. It's got a nice log. Tells, oh, you can also include your exercises. So let me just explain. So you've got your it asks you what your goal is. Okay, so if your goal is to lose 10 pounds, it basically figures out you know, how many calories that you need for in order to do that, and then it puts you on a it puts you on a diet for that. Okay. And then at this point, now it logs, then you are able to log all your calories. And after you log all your calories, it tells you, did you reach your goal or not reach your goal for that particular day? So if one day, you know, you say you're supposed to have 2,500 calories, and one day you go over, you know, it'll tell you if you went over or if you went under, so on and so forth. And it'll allow you, you know, it lets you know, what you're doing. So it logs all this information, and you can see it just like a report. I think, you know, for anybody, like I say, that wants to stay in touch and in tune with themselves, and you've got to get one of these apps. I mean, this one in particular, Lucid, is very good. Now, like I said, there's a couple things I'm not crazy about the fact that you can't erase stuff easily, but everything else looks very good in here. I mean, Keith, I mean, is there anything here that that stands out in your mind?
You know, Steve, just what you stated. I mean, I think the app offers the basics to a good food journal. Even, you know, I thought the exercise aspect was great. Like you said, you can have your trainer put in the exercises that they want you to perform on your days off or not with them. And I think that's just a great tool that's setting people up for success. I mean, a lot of the people's problems with entering a gym, especially the size of the one that I train in, Omni, is that it's a humongous facility. We have close to 9,000 members there. So not only is it big, but it's intimidating for a newcomer to the gym or somebody maybe who doesn't have the highest self-esteem or their self-image, like we were talking about earlier, was a little down. They will be just, awestruck, and they'll probably give up. But if they have an app on their phone that can point them in the right direction or at least get them started on their exercise program and healthy eating, they're going to be set for success. And for free, I mean, all you need to do is have a smartphone. That's it.
That's it, right? Yeah.
And I mean, what else can be better than that? I mean, it's free. I downloaded it, and you know, it took about 30 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. I know that. Like I said, I think with any type of technology is basically replacing something that we consider to be a mundane task or whatever, you know, something that, you know, it automates it for us. Now, if you've never actually had a food diary before, you may not realize, you know, the magnitude as to how much help that this app is going to be. But if you can visualize the fact that you'd have to write down every day and then everything that you ate and then all the exercises that you did every day and then carry that around with you and then somehow pull it out, you know, and say, oh, this, I'm supposed to get motivated by this, you know, you would realize you'd have all these papers and, you know, all this stuff to write down and everything. You know, you would need a lot of storage to walk around with it. This app is all right here, and I'm telling you, I'm impressed with it. And I know that they're only going to get better. So, again, if you start using it and you find something, and this is free, you start using this one, you don't like, or you don't like it and something else comes along, you can easily go grab something else and then say, okay, fine, you know. But for right now, this one's pretty good. So I'm going to recommend this one. Lose It by Fitness Now. So, okay. Well, that about wraps our show up for this week. I'm sorry, Keith, was there something you wanted to add with that?
No, I think we ended on a great note for everybody. Everybody go out there and get that app. It's going to be a great tool for you to lose weight and just continue on. You know, they even have a maintenance phase on their app.
Oh,
so
really?
Lose it. I mean, that's the way to go. I think they're really going to help you. I also like one more thing is that they ask you how much weight you want to lose per week, a half pound, a pound and a half, or 2 pounds. So really, they're advocating healthy weight loss also, not losing the 12, 14 pounds that we see on TV.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's weight that's attainable and weight that you can lose and maintain. So kudos to them with the Lose It app.
Yeah, I definitely like this. And the fact that I could say it's all visual, you can see it, it's great. And, you know, to tell you the truth, it's something that, you know, if you go out and grab it now, or, you know, download it now, when you get ready for your Thanksgiving dinner, or something that you might want to just peruse through as you're, you know, after you've had that meal, to tell you, you know, what, how much exercise you're going to have to, you know, how much exercise you're going to have to do in order to, you know, process that meal. So, anyway, that's our show for this week. I want to say happy Thanksgiving, Keith, to you and your family.
Oh, same to you, Steve. Really, I appreciate it. You know, it's always a good time on the show.
Okay, and to all our viewers, to all our listeners out there. Sorry, getting ahead of myself here. Okay, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week.
When you get to the club, you're gonna take off.